But if you wish, let's also consider how we elect our rulers, for here too you'll see a significant difference. It's not possible to gain this authority by giving money, but through demonstrating outstanding virtue. And it's not about receiving praise or easy living, but about taking on burdens and striving for the common good. This way, the appointed ruler begins his rule. Therefore, he also receives extensive support from the Spirit. In the worldly realm, a ruler can only declare what should be done, but in this one, there's the additional help from prayers and the Spirit. Moreover, the worldly court doesn't care about philosophy or teaching what a soul is, what the world is, what we will become, where we are going after death, or how we can attain virtue. Instead, it's all about contracts, bonds, and money, without any consideration of these other things. Whereas in the church, every conversation revolves around these subjects. Thus, we can rightfully consider it a court of justice, a hospital, a philosophical school, a nursery of the soul, and boot camp for those journeying to heaven. Furthermore, this kind of rule is the gentlest of all, even though it requires greater strictness. This can be seen in the following. A secular ruler would immediately punish an adulterer. However, what's the advantage of this? This does not eradicate the desire, but sends the soul away still wounded. But this ruler, when detecting a wrongdoing, looks for ways to eradicate, not to punish the sinner, like curing a disease instead of cutting off the head. I exclude one from sacred practices and spaces, but once they're reformed, I welcome them back, free from their sin and bettered by their repentance. How is it possible, one might ask, to eradicate adultery? It's very possible if one adheres to these laws. For the church is a spiritual bath that washes away not bodily dirt, but stains of the soul, through many forms of repentance. If you let a person go without punishment, they become worse, and if you punish, you send them away unhealed. But the church chastens as fits, and repairs what is damaged. Would you like to understand yet another way that, even though you threaten with swords and fire, you don't significantly heal them, while I, without those means, can restore them to full health? I don't need arguments or words, but produce the earth, sea, and human nature itself to testify. Ask what the condition of human life was before the establishment of this court, how even the names of the good works we now do weren't even known. For who faced death bravely? Who renounced money? Who didn't care for fame? Who chose solitude and the wilderness, the mother of divine wisdom, over the hustle of life? Where was the term virginity even heard? All our good works and so much more can be attributed to this court, to this rule. Thus, understanding that every benefit in our life and the world's betterment stem from this, regularly attend our assemblies, hear the divine words, and pray. If you do, you'll display behavior fit for heaven and achieve the promised blessings. Through the grace and love of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that we all obtain these blessings. His glory be forever. Amen.